What's up? It's your favorite fat boy with Real Friends Podcast tonight. Pull up podcast in effect. I have the lovely Jules with me as always, and her partner in crime now, who I don't know how the hell this mutual dynamic duo came to come into a great creation of motherly antics and love. But Miss, I'm just me, and we're here, and we are answering questions. Okay, I'm answering questions they have. Now, granted, I'm just one man with one opinion, with one, well, not one, but multiple layers to myself and multiple layers of perception. And I see things differently. I believe things to be differently. And I'm just going to lay it out there today for them, because you know what? I have answers. Okay, I have answers. And why not? Why not give them the truth that they serve for seek? As in the great book says, ask and thy shall receive. So therefore, I'm here to let them receive. Please, go ahead. What's your questions? Badgerotomy of questions.
Question was.
Question one.
Same two people, okay. Man and woman.
Okay, cool.
He comes at you, he wants the sex.
Uh-huh.
Why is it not always as good as it is other times? Because sometimes it can be amazing, awesome, the bomb.
And then sometimes it's not?
Sometimes it's just...
Well, look. I'm going to say this.
But he's coming at me.
I'm going to say it like this. Say it like this. Oh wait. Yeah, side question. Go ahead.
Oh, it's not a question.
Okay, go ahead. Comment. Yeah, go ahead.
Other times he's trying to prove a point.
Right. I was going to say that. It doesn't matter how many times your mom makes meatloaf. You know the recipe, you know the ingredients. It's not going to take the same every time. And sometimes, I'm guilty of this. Sometimes, I'm trying to knock the uterus to the left. To the left. I'm trying to leave you in a hole. At least a neck brace. I would want to rock you to a body cast, but if I can get you in the neck
brace... This wouldn't even be leaving you me in a sling.
I see, that's just it, though. But, I mean, sometimes you come in with a neck brace, sometimes you come with a sling. But you got to leave somewhere. And then some days, you know what, I'm just not... I'm not saying just me. I have to perform. Like, I don't understand how women have sex and don't have orgasm. I don't understand it. I don't give that.
Because some men don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't understand that.
I said some.
What was that? That's not his problem, Mr. Sensei? He doesn't give you that?
No, that's not my problem.
I bet it ain't your problem. Man meat.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tormented in my brain. There's certain things you read. I stepped outside of a child's place, okay? I read a grown folks contemplation. I'm a child. Child of God. Child of student. That doesn't matter. Child. I was in a child's place. I read some stuff. Now I'm no longer a child. I don't want to be old no more. I want to go back to kid, because that's scarred me for life. Anyways, question one out the way. Question two. Sex is important. Let's look at that. I already know what you're going to say. Sex is important, okay? Give her what she wants. Okay? You gotta stop ratcheting out the dick, fellas. Okay? Especially if you got somebody that likes it. I don't get it. Like, no one's ever liked me that much. So, therefore, I've never had that issue. You know, I've always had the issue of, like, Oliver Twist. Can I have some more pussy, ma'am? That's my lifestyle I have had for... I'm about to be 40. Been fucking since I was 18, 19, 20-something. Yeah. Can I have some more pussy, please? Oliver Twist. That was a great... It's a great story. Great Expectations is great, but I'm just saying, you know...
But why we gotta ask for more, though?
I don't understand how that happens as a guy that has at least one loyal... Let's just be honest, okay? Situation. Okay, we're all grown here, okay? Loyal fan, goddammit. A loyal supporter. Supporter wants ding-a-ling. Guess what she's getting? Ding-a-ling. Okay? The whole nook and cranny. All both balls, goddammit. Swing left, swing right,
tongue
swing
too.
Low.
Tongue too.
You should get it all. It's a question. My goal as a guy is to get you to be like, you know what? Let's cut it. Okay? Flip the script. Flip the script on me to the guy. I feel like this. Now, since we said sex is important, that was your question. You need to notify and let the man know that sex is important. I feel as a guy, women lie. Not you two. You guys are cool. But I'm saying that most women lie when they say, I've done everything I could in a relationship for him not to cheat. And he goes, cheat. No, you didn't. Because you never had your man in submission part where he's in bed wanting to cry and just want to cuddle after sex are being drained from sex, overworked dick, over extinguished balls, then you have done nothing, ma'am. Okay? Alright? He should be running away when he sees you. Okay? I bet you have had that happen to none of you. Okay? Probably sees you and like, go, retreat, abort, abort mission, abort mission. Danger, Will Robertson, danger. I bet he sees you and run. You're laughing. You about to pee yourself because it's the truth. Truth of the matter is, you got him on the ropes. Keep him there. Run them off. The moment you keep him off the ropes, he's a done deal.
But the problem is, it was so much more, and now it's like...
Like he's
nothing.
Well,
you gotta understand.
I got her. I don't have to try no more.
That's the problem.
That'd be a big issue. And that's something that we need to address to men.
Yes.
Because you never fully have a girlfriend. Because
if you stay right here, you were when I met you, baby, you can have everything you want.
I'll tell you this. I have a friend that I love to death. She's one of my best friends, my sister. Her mom used to give all her boyfriends the same advice. Start off low. Because if you start off high, you're going to have to keep it going. God don't understand that rule. Because in the beginning, we got something to prove. In the beginning, we want to be the main. We want to be the only. We want to be the one. We want to be the all-star. We want to be the best you ever had. We want to be the fucking Oscar nominee winner. Not nominee, winner. Okay? That's what we want. So we're going to give you motherfucking... the dangerous dick dangling destruction disaster deal every chance we get. But we can't. Oh my God. Hold that thought.
I said better he'd kill me.
No, I wouldn't be. Sorry, we had a little break working this new app. I'm back though. I had a phone call and still had to go to the bathroom.
He has medicine.
He don't take his mess. He's very bad taking it. Anyways, sex is important to women. Let's stay there.
It's not just important to women. It's important to men too.
It's important. It's very important to men.
To some men.
And the most awesome sex is when the man and woman connect and work together doing it. It's so amazing.
I don't think so because people connect on porn all the time, and you know it's.
No. Not like that. Not like that. No. That's a whole different slop of.
When it's not
connection. That's just fucking.
That's a great.
I'm talking about connection.
It's a great
difference.
Work connection. It's a great work relationship.
When she says
work.
Connection, she means like a emotional and a spiritual type of thing.
Like that one meme you made about moaning while we're doing a certain thing.
Yeah.
That kind of connection. And that don't give me that porn shit because that's fake.
Well, I guess I never had that connection then because it's like I'm on when I do what I do because I am enjoying what I'm doing. I get added enjoyment.
Let me guess, you never had a woman moan while she was doing that. Seriously,
a genuine moan?
Yes, a genuine one.
Look. Let's say this right now, and I want y'all to know I love y'all to death, both of y'all. So this is what I'm about to say. It has nothing against you two.
I know it don't have nothing against me because I've come while I've done that.
I believe you. But I'm saying, let me say this part right here. It doesn't matter what the relationship is with women, but when it comes to sexual relationship with any woman, I have a zero level of fucking, like, seriousness of belief. I do. And I, like, because you gotta realize, I had my first kid in my 30s. Granted, I had, like, a 5-year hiatus with no women except security guard or prison officer guard. But I want y'all to knock none of them fucking things up. Yeah, mama! No. That's how it goes and stuff.
Go in the other room.
She wants something.
She'll be alright. Go in the other room. Because she was just in here while you were busy.
Come here. I never had that kind of connection with.
Why are you carrying your laptop like this?
Connection. I've probably had it. I probably missed it. But I don't believe
if
it.
If you had it, you would never miss it.
That's not something you'll miss.
Okay, well then, over my head, I guess. I don't know. I think my perception of women has been, like, altered to a degree. But, I mean, before the sexual, there's women all together. I think it starts with the whole,
view.
I think like I often tell people like this. Like we often get on women about having daddy issues, but we never really talk about men and their mother issues, our daughters with their mother issue. And I know my mother issue card is there. like, it was like 2 days ago yesterday when my cousin wrote put a post on Facebook and deleted it. And I texted him, I'm like, yo, I'm sorry you feel that way about Miss Lula. Granted, this is our grandmother. Mm-hmm. Same father. Well, not same father. I have my father. Her mother and my father are siblings. So this is making my grandma. I never called her grandmother. I never had a relationship with her.
Right.
So it was like, you know, I have a distorted view when it comes to women. And then you hand that up to me being an adult and getting into relationships and having sexual relationships with women. And my view is just totally, she was like, it's just, it's kind of sad. Kind of sad in like a, aww, it's so bad type of way. But it's like, I'm not there. Like, I'd be like, oh, fuck it. Just, she fall asleep on you, jack off on the forehead. That's just how I feel about why.
But it shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way, but you know, women.
And as good as you are to the opposite sex, like, honestly, you are, for real, a awesome person.
Fucking king.
Like, you should be treated so much better.
Thank you. I feel so slapped right now.
And they are the ones that are causing the helping with that distortion, because they're not showing you what you need to be shown. That's the problem.
I'm going to tell you something. In the time I've known you, which is practically, what, five years? In the time I've known you, your perception of most, not all, most women, as you put it, mm-hmm. has went down to the toilet.
Yes.
In the time I've known you.
Wow, that's kind of bad. Because, I mean, you know.
Not all of us. As you said, as you put it, most, not all women.
But I ain't gonna lie, though, in the last 5 years.
It just went down the toilet.
I have gotten to the all women mindset, that all women trash, to just most women. And that's because of you. And because of y'all. Because the moment I shoot with some all women, I like, go reverse. Hit the clutch. Go and reverse the gear. Reverse.
Yeah, most women. And now we get it doesn't apply to us.
I say that part too, but I pull back because I know there's great women out there. I know I'm with y'all most of the time. I talk to y'all daily, multiple times a day. You know, through text message, now AR message, AR messages, emojis are gonna be fun. But I mean, I know there's. There's plenty of females on my Facebook friend list. Plenty of females that are amazing. Mm-hmm. I can name 20 of them offhand easily. With not even hesitation. Like, when you know, the radio comes you, and you're like, you're like, name the song from 1988. And you're like, wrong. I can name 20 females right off the bat easily. At least 20, and that's the low end of it. But on the high end, it's like, I know they're great women. But then, like I was telling them, one shit, like I said, most of the women that I highly respect, I don't want to sleep. And she thought something was wrong with that. I was like, I really want to say because you're a close-minded bitch. But I mean, I was being polite, and I didn't say that. I just was like, you don't get it. It's a different angle to it. Because most of the women I do highly respect, I don't want to sleep. But the women I do want to sleep with, I respect just in a different way. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong for it. Mm-hmm. But if you put us women, all of us, whoever the group is, and this highly respected thing, and you don't want to sleep with them, maybe you need to lower your standard a little bit and sleep with one of those respected women.
Because
it might be the right one, and you're putting them in this category and won't sleep with them.
That.
I'm not saying, per se, me or her. I'm just saying, you said there's a group of us. So, your soul might be in that group, baby.
That you respect like you.
Yes, all of them love, hate me in a way. When I say love, hate me, they love me to death, but when I hit a nerve, I hate you. It's their first line.
Well, yep, duh. That's anybody. But
No, it's not. It's just women.
But the thing is, are any of them attracted to you?
I don't know. I never felt it. You don't even explore it. That is true. I do not.
You should.
I do not.
And you play with these other toy ones over here.
That may be the category
that you're
need
not respecting
to be in.
Enough. Because you need to give yourself more.
She'll respect you.
Because you deserve more. You deserve that respected woman.
That's true.
So stop toying with the little toys down here. You don't.
Thoughts. Leave them alone.
First of all,
the ones you don't respect highly.
The
like
that group that both y'all are. It's not like I like automatically just like, let me go to the thought section and see who I can give me.
No, but that's where you're
you don't go to the thought section, you go to the clearance aisle.
I don't even go to the clearance aisle. I don't really
No, he goes to the scum aisle, the ones that the shit that they throw off the clearance aisle that fucker, we can't sell it. Bin. And maybe you don't mean to, but that dick in that wheel goes like this.
I don't do that at all. It's like this. And this, I'm glad you two brought this up, because this is a highly debatable subject that I have with a lot of people that don't really know me. And y'all get me on certain levels, but don't know this part. I really don't be trying when it comes to women, because I know what it goes to. I know the whole process. And I pretty much, like I said.
So you be lazy picking up folks?
Not even lazy picking up folks.
But wait a minute. It's pretty much like... Didn't you tell my daughter that you would be single forever?
That's
Sammy. Yes, because she was very upset. That broke her heart to think that her Uncle Blue would be...
Oh, yeah, I did.
Like, forever single. I did. Because she thinks she deserved to be loved.
Yeah, she does. But you know, I love the justice system.
So you're being lazy.
Whoa.
Is he being lazy?
First of all, no, I'm not. I mean, lazy. First of all, I love Sam. You know this. Love to death. Great kid. Emotionally. But a great kid.
Okay, we're not talking about Sammy. We're talking about Blue. Big boy here. Big and lazy.
Me, I'm not lazy. It's just like, that ain't something I'm really putting into a lot of focus. Granted, I do want the benefits, some of the benefits of their part.
I have a question.
But I'm not on the focus of that.
What happens if you, while you're not focusing... And you're being lazy.
Not being lazy.
No. Hold on. Let me finish, please. The whole statement. Why you're not focusing? We'll leave the lazy out of it. Why you're not focusing on that? Mm-hmm. What if this one just keeps on walking right past you, and you're not focusing, and it just keeps on walking because Blue wasn't paying attention, and there it went.
Can't miss what you never had.
Okay. So let's flip the situation, okay? Let's say you get with somebody who is
out of my league.
No,
I won't say out of your league, but treat you the way you should be treated.
Okay.
Right. And yet, that's still not something you're focusing on. So you don't treat her the way she should be treated, but yet she still sticks with you. Okay. Now. Why wouldn't you focus or make a priority of her, but when you were with
subconsciously
the trash,
he would,
but there are some men that don't.
He would.
But subconsciously, you know, like...
Even if he subconsciously didn't realize it.
You would be with the trash and treat them like queens. So, I don't understand the difference. Like, you got somebody who's for you. With you, gonna ride with you no matter what you're going through, but you can't make her a priority, but the trash you make priority.
Okay, hold on, wait, I got a statement to make that you made one time.
No,
I gotta add it to it. I gotta add it to her story.
Okay.
Because it fits.
Okay.
One time you made a comment that you hope, you pray one day that you have in front of you what two dingleberry dumbass motherfucking little boys had, and they blew it. Does that not fit what she just said? Without saying no names.
Somewhat, but hold
on. What do you mean, somewhat?
Hold it though. Now, I feel first of all.
You know it's coming from somewhere.
Okay, I know it's coming. Not do I ever. I know it's because we're, and I know it's not directed towards me, which is a plus.
It's not directed towards you, but it could be the same type of situation you could find yourself in.
Could be.
And that's the thing.
Could be. It's very subjective, it's 50 degrees.
And to answer your question, some people are just very shallow minded and they don't want to see it. As I described to somebody one time, when he they were trying to get to the fruit basket on top of this wall, and no matter how they tried to break the wall down, it wouldn't come down. And I finally had to stop and look at him and say, because I even said it to him, have you looked what's around you? There isn't nothing around me. Okay, so answer me this then. Lately, what has that fruit basket done for you lately? All I can do is sit there and bawl.
Let me ask you a question first. I'm going to handle this situation. Type of individual. Mm-hmm. If I was in that situation, I would handle it totally different. And I would handle it maturely and productively. Because if I have somebody, let's if it like this, if I have somebody that's going to support what I'm doing, and I'm doing, literally, I have 1,000 ideas, and y'all don't count, but I have no partner support. I have no partner support on that level, because, like, I could do whatever. Y'all are, like, share and comment. I could show it to you, and we can go on that level. But on that partner base level, is I don't have that. And it's like, it's annoying, but it's okay. But if I had trash beforehand, and I have an individual that comes in and does that part of the partner support, then I don't have trash no more to worry about. That's just it. I realized this morning when I was going through hell and high water, debating a lot of shit, but in my head, like, what the fuck am I doing type mentality. You gotta want better. Like, I feel like I told my homeboy the other day, I'm like, I'm the problem for me is not being married. The problem for me is not finding a good enough wife. Because the simple fact of the matter is, getting married is easy. It's just finding somebody that you actually like. And I say this again to you two, like death, present company student. When I look at any guy getting married, and you read my note, to get married you got to be nuts. For a man to want to be married, you literally have to wake up, and this goes in the comedy Bible under the Chris Rock section. Okay, you got to be fucking nuts. You got to be crazy for you to wake up every morning like, let's go deal with this crazy bitch's scenario today. It's simple as it is, because that's the hand we're given. But then again, sometimes it ain't that bad. Sometimes dealing with the crazy makes you sane. Damn it, but it to me it does, because a lot of guys, like, I know a lot of your exes. I know a couple of your exes, and I know a couple of the dudes that you talk to. Okay, now granted, I see your side of the story. Start with you first. I see your side of the story. I see it, and the first thing in my head is, they dumb. Fuck. Stupid. They're guys. Okay? Yeah, you dated some dumb dudes. You've had some dumb guys. And granted, I see your queen, wifey, worthiness, you know, you cook, you know, clean, you're nice, you're hospitable, your fucking motherly list is just drown an individual into a sea of love and compassion where they feel like they should do no harm and hurt no people. And you're like, oh no, I want to be a better person. Oh, because my mom. That's pretty much you. Anyways, with that being said, guys, you date trash. Your cousin, God, he's like, he's not in a trash can. You know those big ass containers you get when you want to throw away the whole house? Yeah, he's at the bottom of that thing right there. Just, you know, like, it's like, oh, you know, the cream of the corn to the top? He's that burnt stuff at the bottom. He's right there. You ever step in dog shit? That's pretty much, you know that feeling, you, it's like you stepped in it, but you done walk like 5 feet, then you start smelling it? That whole mold right there. That, if that whole mold was a person, it'd be him. I don't give a fuck, he's 10 feet away and can hear me. That's him right there. Dog shit in the deep. Anyways, reason I say that part is that nothing wrong with you in the process of how you are, relationships and that thing. You picked some shitty people, and the people that you like are kind of shitty to be with. And they like, it's like Cowboy fans. You hope for the best every year.
You talking about the current situation too?
Pick one. I'm just saying.
There are not that many. There's one.
The current one, and then the other one before the current one.
Oh, that's done.
I duh. But I'm still like, I'm like,
it's over.
Watching that situation from my view, I felt like a Cowboy fan. I really do. Okay. In the 80s, they had Emmitt Smith. They were gold. They were always a show. Jerry Jones had the best fucking dome in the NFL ever. He has a dome that even guys can watch and open the window. Beautiful. Yeah. But the team sucks. Hey, but you keep hoping for the best. Like, every year, they get a little bit better. They get this receiver. They get this running back. The QB does something. You got hope. You have hope. You got... Burritos? Really? Mm-hmm.
They haven't touched the turkey one yet.
All right, make sure. My sauce. Anyways. It's
no, I was talking about, you know which one I'm talking about.
Okay, cool. Sausage. My sausage.
Legman.
Legman.
We're calling him Legman.
Legman. Legman, that situation. I think there's more to it as a guy looking at it. As a guy giving you brotherly advice. There's something more to it. Gotta be. If it's not, and he's just really being a lame retardo, why? I don't get it. Because you got space and opportunity. Like I said, y'all had a date set for it in November. That this December. It's about to be January. We 2 days away from January. What happened? Now, granted, you have things going on. I get that. But I still seen you. I can touch you. Boop. There you go, right there. I see you. Oh, all your little fingers right there. Oh, shoot, girl. I see all you. I see you. So I should have been able to do something.
Yeah, and I just gave him a date all the way to the beginning of February.
Right. You gave him another date. Yeah, another date.
February.
Yeah, another
beginning.
Date.
Second.
Wait, another date. What you another date for?
I asked a question.
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
I got to beat around the bush.
You get it.
Hold on. Take
first
this
all,
answer.
First of all, I'm too old to be beating around the bush. Okay. Only bush I want to beat is when she ain't shaved. Let's just go over. That's the only bush I want to beat.
My point exactly.
Okay, that's it. That's the only beating around the bush I'm get to.
That's why I just told him I was done. I'm not asking anymore.
Then you shouldn't. And you shouldn't ask. Look. You only own this planet we call Earth for a limited amount of time. Limited amount of time. I'm not spending no more time playing with people. Like, you know, I'm not waiting till 2020 to have my awakening. And like, I'm cutting you off. I'm cutting you off. Fuck that. I won't fuck with you 2 weeks ago. Okay, you've been cut off.
I have a whole plan.
The best plans are plans you don't make. Parasite, the movie. It's a dope movie. You gotta watch it.
Again, mine has to be planned.
Oh, yeah. You definitely do. Because you're. You! Let's go to you. Because that. You are you good? You feel okay? You feel okay?
But let's make one thing clear right now.
Okay.
I'm done picking men out. You two can pick them out.
No, cool.
I'm done picking men out.
You make it like they on like we had marshals on the clearance. Brother Kofreka is very close to my side.
No, everybody I just knows. Trust anybody on this earth. I trust you two.
Okay, cool.
So put out your radars because I'm done.
If I pick them, it's because I got a sniper rifle and 20 feet up. I'm picking that ass off, and I'm starting with the one on the couch first.
I didn't necessarily mean like that. I'm
shooting him in his ass cheeks.
I don't need future prospects.
I'm just saying.
Because after this one, I'm done.
I'm just saying. Right side cold, left side hot. I'm going to make sure that motherfucker feels that shit. That's just me. That's how I'm picking men for 2020. But you, how you doing? Hey, you look so pretty today. Your little church dress.
You see how he do that? You start off nice and then get real bad.
First of all, I'm always nice.
It starts up here and just...
I'm always nice, okay? I'm always nice.
Yeah, he just went in for the hit on me.
The kill shot? Look so pretty in your dress.
Look, we know my problems. Let's just get to
it. You don't... First of all, your problems... Look, one of my favorite movies is Pirates of the Caribbean. I was telling the mother of my children this. Before we were that situation, we watched that movie together. It was our first movie together. And my favorite line of that movie is, "The problem isn't the problem. The problem is how you think about the problem." And to be honest, that don't work for you. That's not really the issue.
No.
I thought I said it. It sounded cool though, right? It sounded real cool. But now that I said it, that's the problem. Problem is, he's just an asshole. And I mean, he's a notable asshole. But then again, if you add all the factors together, kind of fits. Because it's like if he slays... Okay, let's be honest. You've told me a lot of information. Situation, let's be honest. Okay? You told me a lot of information about your dating life. Some things I've read, I'm scarred for life. Okay? Cool. I'm all right with that part. Okay? But let's just be honest with you.
Well, I've heard some of yours.
You heard? Anything good?
Oh no, not verbal.
Oh.
I've heard the noises.
Oh, wow. I think she just returned that shot.
When?
Oh, remember when I used to come to her house all the time?
That don't count.
No, it counts because I heard it. And I didn't need to hear it, so that's, I was like, nope.
That wasn't for me. That's for you. Let you know that. This is a deterrent. It didn't work. Anyways, he slings dick well. So, and that's a great point to people. Point. He slings dick well, and you like that, and you like dick. This is great. It works. He slings it well, and you like catching it well. What? Upstairs. Upstairs.
The problem is there's more to life than dick.
Yeah.
There's more what?
More to life than dick.
There.
You gotta be able to stand the person and see, be able to stand and look at him and talk to him besides fucking him.
Well, if we have the right position, I gotta look at you. Just saying. Hey.
But this is the thing. He doesn't understand.
Well, you're not getting enough of the dick. That's what I'm talking
about. I don't get enough of it, but the thing is, it's not just about that.
Okay.
It's not, and it never has been. I mean, when I met him, I told him, I was like, my drive is high. You got to be able to meet it. Sorry, that's just what it is. But then all this stuff happened. I got hurt, and things just fell apart, and it just started to mend. So, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is.
It's between the stadium and the dumpster.
I don't know what his deal is. I don't know why it's gotten this way. I don't know.
Just don't slip him a Mickey and a Viagra at the same time, because I don't think he's gonna make that one out.
No, there's no point.
You grab his nipples.
So
he likes it.
He does
a lot.
Uh huh.
That's scary. This proves my point, though. Men nipples ain't for them.
I know what he likes.
Woo! Ew! I know what you like too. Now apparently this is.
No.
Man meat.
No.
Man meat. Apparently.
You like your nipples played with?
I don't know.
Nobody's ever tried it?
A woman hasn't tried it?
They have, but it's I don't know. It's weird.
You're weird.
I'm not weird, okay? Don't weird me. I'm not weird.
I think he's deprived.
There we go. I like that one. That one works for me.
Very deprived.
He has not felt the real of anything yet.
I told you we need to wallow with him.
What is Wallowitz?
It's not the Big Bang Theory.
I know that part. Which episode is that, though?
That was when he felt all sad and stuff and
Kulapachi. Kulapachi. Indian dude. What's his name?
Raj.
Kulapachi. Is his last name?
No, it's not.
What's his last name?
It's not that.
It is it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's Raj something Kulapachi.
It's not Kulapachi.
It's something like that. Anyways, go ahead. Raj.
Leonard and Raj took him, and they got the girlfriend experience.
Right, at the strip club.
No, it wasn't strip club.
She was Jewish, too. She was Jewish.
At the bar.
Right, I'm in the episode, yeah. Sure.
But what we need to do, we don't need to get...
I don't want the girlfriend experience.
But you don't... No, I don't mean the girlfriend experience like that way. You need an actual girlfriend.
Yes.
No, actually, you do. You need somebody that's going to be there for you. You need the other side of what you've already had.
I'm not, when I say this, I think it's too late in the game. I'm sorry.
By the time I get
good in my career.
You know how to kill vampires, right?
Garlic or
chop their head off.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That too.
Okay.
I don't know.
You need to kill your vampire.
Which one? I mean,
all of them.
Line them up.
Just, you know, take... Or you can just literally just fist in the chest, pull the heart out, and drop it.
They have no heart. Though.
Yes, they do.
They don't. Yes. They got one.
They do. It's in there. It's just rotten.
It don't be for me.
Well, I don't think you have vampires. You have zombies.
There we go. No brains.
No heart and no brain.
No heart, no brain. Brains.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. They are. All of them are.
Definitely one.
More than one. But we're going to stop right here. And this is the last. Were you gonna be here New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I'm. I have
food. Oh yeah, he's cooking you food.
Yeah.
So this ain't the last podcast of the year. So we'll be back, and we'll have more questions and more answers and more honesty and more love, and more dick decisions that are made wrong by wrong people. Love y'all. Be safe. Like, share, comment.